Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars on The Mix.
Win your chance to see Bruno Mars live in Vegas on our free Mix app every hour, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
7:20 a.m. to 4:20 p.m.
WTMX FM and HD1 Skokie, Chicago. Today's variety, 101.9 The Mix. WTMX FM and HD1 Skokie, Chicago.
Get your organic fall favorites at Whole Foods Market. Save on organic sweet potatoes through November 28th. Serve this delicious fall vegetable as a caramelized side or in a loaded casserole dish. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Rao's homemade pasta sauce is made with tomatoes grown for 874 hours under the Italian sun, then slow simmered in open kettles, like really slow. So even if you're in a rush, tonight's pasta night will taste like you had all the time in the world. Or at least 874 hours. And that, my friend, is the deliciousness of slow. Rao's homemade. Make every day delicious.
This holiday season, make Giordano's part of your family tradition. Because whether it's a family gathering, office party, or cozy night with friends, nothing brings people together like the world-famous stuffed deep dish pizza from Giordano's. From their signature stuffed deep dish to their crispy thin crust and brand new Parmesan-crusted pan pizza, they've got something everyone will love. Let Giordano's take care of the catering so you can focus on making memories. Plus, McCabe and Jenny from The Afternoon Mix are going to be hosting a VIP holiday pop-up on Tuesday, December 3rd. To Giordano's on Rush Street. We're giving select winners and their guests a chance to enjoy free pizza, awesome giveaways, mixed music, and more. So don't miss your chance to be a part of this exclusive event. You can register right now for your chance to win an exclusive invitation at WTMX.com/Giordano's. Space is limited, so make sure you register right now for your chance to win your spot at McCabe and Jenny's VIP holiday pop-up with Giordano's, Chicago's iconic pizza, and 101.9 The Mix.
Welcome to Nada Yada Island.
We're back on Nada Yada Island Confessions. Benny is about to tell us how he found two loves. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks to Metro, I found iPhone 12 and Apple Watch SE.
At Metro, get the perfect match of both iPhone 12 with 5G and Apple Watch SE for only $99.99. Holidays with Nada Yada Yada, only at Metro by T-Mobile.
Bring your number and ID, sign up for Metro Flex Plus, and add a watch line. Not available if you're with T-Mobile or been with Metro in the past 180 days. Limit 2 per account.
We all got a thing. Yes, even you. If you love fashion, car parts, trading cards, whatever you're into, it's on eBay. So go find the thing that keeps you up at night. eBay. Things people love.
Recently, Lerner & Rowe was named the second most influential law firm in the country. Although we have offices in other parts of the country, we are your local law firm. No other law firm in the state comes close to the experience, reputation, and results as Lerner & Rowe. Hurting a wreck and need a check? Call the law firm that can get you the results you need. Call Lerner & Rowe.
Lerner & Rowe are the lawyers for you. Call 222-2222.
Jonathan Faust, Managing Attorney, 114 East Surmac, Chicago. Some work may be performed by or referred to other attorneys.
At U.S. Waterproofing, when we're called to fix a basement water problem, we get it fixed right. Our experts will diagnose and educate you on all the issues contributing to your basement seepage problems and guide you through customized solutions that will fit your needs. We make it easy every step of the way, and we'll treat your home with the same care and attention we'd give our own. Schedule your free consultation today at uswaterproofing.com and enjoy no interest if paid in full in 1 year. U.S. Waterproofing. A better basement starts with us.
The countdown is on. In less than 2 weeks, it's the first ever Chicago Wolves Rubik's Cube Night. Saturday, November 30th, the Chicago Wolves take on their divisional rivals, the Grand Rapids Griffins. The first 2,000 fans inside Allstate Arena receive a free Chicago Wolves branded Rubik's Cube. A Chicago Wolves hockey night dedicated to the 50th anniversary of the Rubik's Cube. Get there early. Allstate Arena doors open at 6 p.m. for the free Wolves branded Rubik's Cube. And check out the Rubik's Cube play area on the concourse with speed cubers and more. It's the Chicago Wolves versus the Grand Rapids Griffins. Saturday, November 30th. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com. Chicago Wolves Rubik's Cube Night. This is Wolves Hockey.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows. And save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love 2 turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now during our Black Friday sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus free home delivery when you add a base. And Cyber Monday. To find a store near you, visit SleepNumber.com.
All right, how about some mixed weather? Cloudy and a high in the upper 40s for today, for Friday. Partly sunny and mid-40s for Saturday. Mostly cloudy and a high closer to 50 on Sunday. Weather brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. Brand new Alfa Romeos will be sold at employee pricing during Alfa Romeo of Glenview's Black Friday sale. This month only, get employee pricing on every new Alfa Romeo. Stelvios, Giulias, Tonales. Get employee pricing on any Alfa Romeo you choose. Now through November 30th at Alfa Romeo of Glenview.
Today's variety starts now.
Here we go.
On 101.9 The Mix.
My baby found a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. 1, here comes the 2, to the 3, to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. 2-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 50. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One. Here comes the 2, to the 3, to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. 2-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near 50. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Here comes the 2, to the 3, to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey.
shadows creeping around like no one knows. Think you're so criminal. Bruises on both my knees for you. Don't say thank you. Oh, please, I do what I want when I'm wanting to. My soul, so cynical. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy.
Duh.
Chance to see Bruno Mars live in Vegas on our free Mix app every hour Tuesdays and Thursdays.
7:20 a.m. to 4:20 p.m.
From today's variety, 101.9 The Mix.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
To my bones, all this time I've wasted. existed. You were right there all along. Got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He lived with the bottles of weed. He said his body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all my bills. Stay out drinking late at the bar. So you move your friends and you do your kids. I always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. Had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Today's Variety, 101.9, The Mix.
You're more than enough, than enough.
You think you need a body next to you to keep you warm and safe and bulletproof. Guess you got comfy in the crazy, cozy in the hazy. Lies started sounding like truth. You're feeling stuck inside this vicious loop.
where codependence like it's super glue. So scared to face all of the changes. You're nothing but anxious. Really, what do you have to lose? Somewhere deep inside your soul, still that child you used to know. Might be wounded, you're not broke. Listen, listen close. Who told you you were hard to love? Giving up when you were scared to death. You've been through hell and high water. You're coming out stronger. Exhale, take a deep breath. Somewhere deep inside your soul, still that child you used to know. Maybe you wonder you're not broke. Listen, listen close. Who told you you were hard to love?
It's Chris and Nikki from the Morning Mix. We're getting ready to go, but I forgot to eat breakfast this morning, and I'm scrounging around for food. There's nothing left in the office.
I got some old M&Ms and vodka in my desk.
It's going to be the best show ever. The Morning Mix, coming up next on The Mix.
There's so much new music, it's crazy.
Downloading new music.
So let us help you find all the new cool cuts coming out every weeknight, 9 to 11, on The Mix New Music Club. Hosted by McCabe and Jenny from The Afternoon Mix.
Check this out.
Meghan Trainor, Criminals.
Featuring Jelly Roll, All My Life.
Get all the details on new music first, weeknights 9 to 11, on the Mix New Music Club. Hosted by McCabe and Jenny from The Afternoon Mix.
All the new music I love.
Another piece of today's variety.
That's how I like it.
101.9 The Mix.
Mariah Carey's Christmas Time. Your favorite holiday tradition. Live in Rosemont. Performing the best holiday songs and more. Live this Wednesday at Allstate Arena. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. Mariah Carey's Christmas Time. A magical night at Allstate Arena.
Every tire shop offers Black Friday deals, but only one tire shop has a walking, talking spokes tire that gives you a sale before the sale. Tell them where, Tire Man.
Bell Tire.
That's right. Now through November 27th, take $100 off with rebates at Bell Tire. But why a sale before the Black Friday sale?
Bell Tire.
You said it, Tire Man. Always doing right by our customers is just another way we're changing tires.
Bell Tire.
It's your last chance. Menards 11% rebate ends soon. Wrap up those big projects before the holidays. Weatherproof in style with new Mastercraft exterior doors. Customize your kitchen with Clearview cabinetry. It's time to pick up those new appliances or start your big garage project. Don't miss out. The 11% rebate ends Thanksgiving. Stores closed Thanksgiving Day. 11% mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check. Good on future in-store purchases. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you lay awake at night worrying about what to buy everyone on your holiday list? Well, Skechers is here for a holiday rescue with hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. The right gift for everyone on your list. Because with hands-free Skechers Slip-ins, you just step into them and they're on. There's no bending down, no touching your shoes, no retying laces. Plus, Skechers Slip-ins are perfect for everyone. Moms, dads, grandparents, kids, friends, coworkers. And they're the most comfortable shoes they'll ever wear. Find them for the holidays at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Finding the perfect gifts for everyone on your list takes time, and the holidays can get a little busy. So let Macy's help you get a jump on your shopping with our Black Friday sale happening right now. It's your chance to find the best deals on the best gifts before the holiday rush, like cozy puffers and coats and more of the season's best styles. So get your gifts at Macy's now, and when you're cool, calm, and collected during holiday crunch time, you'll have yourself and Macy's to thank. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires compatible devices. Not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Time to work on your gift list with Black Friday deals at the Home Depot. Right now, get a select tool from top brands like Ryobi and Milwaukee for free when you buy a select battery kit. Choose from reciprocating saws, multi-tools, sanders, and more. Whether you're stocking up on power for your personal workshop or grabbing the perfect gift for someone else's, get Black Friday tool deals delivered from the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
The official Eras Tour book, coming to Target on November 29th, featuring over 500 photographs from the tour, including never-before-seen performance and behind-the-scenes images. And for the first time, the Tortured Poets Department, the anthology, with 35 tracks on CD and vinyl. Only at Target.
So my home is also my office. And before I can focus, every room's gotta be clean. That means tidying up and spraying my Febreze Air Mist.
Ooh, that's fresh.
Febreze Air Mist scents are all high quality. They fight any weird funk and they give my air an instant boost of freshness. So not only does my home smell good, I feel good too. After I Febreze, it's time to start my day.
Breathe happy Febreze, la 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 la.
Hear that? The sound of water being poured on 800-degree rocks. If you were here in this sauna, you'd be so hot you wouldn't have the energy to move. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. Besides, after a long ride, a helmet sweat is way more satisfying. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without even breaking a sweat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
The holidays are here at the Home Depot. If you're working on getting ready for company,
a lot of company,
make sure you're ready with Black Friday savings. Get up to 40% off select appliances, plus up to an extra $1,000 off select kitchen appliances. Upgrade your kitchen with top brands like GE Profile and get sleek cutting-edge appliances to make sure you've
got hosting handled.
Yeah, you do. Get Black Friday savings now with free delivery and financing on select appliances this holiday at the Home Depot. Offer valid November 6th through December 4th. U.S. only. See store online for details.
The Mix Studio is powered by ComEd. Visit ComEd.com/clean.
Bringing you up to the minute, the most current news, sports, and weather. It's the Morning Mix News Anchor Whip, reporting live on 101.9 The Mix.
Okay, it is 5:29. So that was a real snow thing yesterday with O'Hare checking in with 2.9 inches by the time it wrapped up. Midway not too far behind with 2.5 inches. Portage Park neighborhood in Chicago had 4. That was the highest total recorded in the area. Crown Point, Indiana, close behind with 3.8. Will we have more snow coming this weekend? We'll tell you in a second.
Awesome.
We might. But then we might not.
Now, you never know. Just like Nikki might or might not be on the show today. She's here. She's here. She disappeared. I know. Okay. I saw her too. I was like,
She was just here, right?
Is she on vocal rest?
No, but her phone is apparently in her car in the parking lot. And as all things are these days, if you don't have that thing, you feel naked. Yeah, you're like, what do I do?
Yeah.
So she was like, oh, my God, my phone. And then she ran out of here. So I think she's getting her phone out of the garage.
Okay.
So she'll be back. I told her, as long as you're back by 9:45. So
I hope that goes well. Yeah, milk that for all. It's like a trip to the bathroom in school. You know, I'm going to milk that for all I can. I'm going to get a drink of water at the fountain.
Yeah, well.
Maybe walk slowly down the hall.
And the weird thing is she parks in Waukegan. It's so weird. So I don't know.
You're good when I get the steps in, though. Hey, so the snow, it might have you thinking about, you know what? Actually, Nikki's probably happy she's not here for the following story.
I know.
But I'm glad you're here to enjoy this one with me. Listen. So the snow, maybe that gets you thinking about a white Christmas. First, though, we've got Thanksgiving, then Black Friday, or as one new report calls it, Brown Friday. Why is it called that? Yeah, it's worse because Roto-Rooter says Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, is the day for the most emergency plumbing calls.
Oh, no.
That's right. The not as gross part of it is that it's not only for toilets, but toilets are included, but also for sink drains and garbage disposal.
Yeah, my family was once a call on that on Brown Friday. Yeah, and
nice.
It was the pipe from the kitchen sink in. It was all filled with just like
food remnants
and goop.
Yeah,
like turkey goop.
Yeah. So the top five cities for this are Los Angeles, followed by Miami, Nashville, Sacramento, and Baltimore. Chicago, not even on the list. I think they went all the way to 20 and we didn't even make it. Apparently, we know how to handle our plumbing.
Yeah, look at us.
That's right.
Look at us.
Movies opening this weekend include Wicked 1 and Gladiator 2. Wicked could break the $100 million mark in its opening weekend here. Gladiator could do $60 million more and has apparently done well overseas already.
I'm telling you, I haven't seen Wicked. You're probably going to go see Wicked. If you're thinking about Gladiator, I liked it. It's good.
Okay.
Go see it.
All right. All right. Moving to sports, Blackhawks over the Florida Panthers last night at the United Center. Bulls host the Atlanta Hawks tonight. Thursday night football in the snow had the Cleveland Browns over the Pittsburgh Steelers, which was kind of a fun watch just because sometimes the screen looked like it was a whiteout condition.
I saw a bunch of Instagram posts from people in the stadium in Cleveland, and it was like, this is what was 10 minutes apart, and it looked a little flurry, and then all of a sudden it looked like whiteout, like
it was
crazy.
Totally nuts. They had to put a graphic on the screen of the yard lines and stuff because otherwise you wouldn't be able to see it. So they put like an AI or a virtual like yard line.
Yeah,
it was kind of weird.
And
then you would see like the player like kind of blends in with the yard. It looked weird. You know, you're like, is any of this real? But players were real. Yard lines fake.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Don't forget Bears and Minnesota here on Sunday. Mixed weather, cloudy and a high in the mid 40s both today and tomorrow. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy and a high in the low 50s. I don't think there's any more snow. Not yet. Right now, 41. Weather brought to you by Macy's Backstage. Macy's Backstage has amazing deals on everything you need to celebrate the holidays, all for $15 and under. Get low prices every day on unique finds before they're gone, in-store only at Macy's Backstage today. Find a location near you at macysbackstage.com. With your mixed news update at 5:32, okay, to offset that Brown Friday story, at 6 o'clock we'll tell you what people are doing to make their cars smell better. You won't believe what they're putting in there on the mix.
Yellow Monday. I don't know. Oh, boy, I can't wait. On the morning mix. It can't be said I'm a Monday bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, tell, how do you sleep so well? You keep telling me to live right, to go to bed before the daylight. But then you wake up for the sunrise. You know you don't gotta pretend, baby, now and then. But you just wanna wake up, dark as a lake, smelling like a bonfire, lost in a haze. If you're drunk on life, babe, I think back, baby. Back from the garage in Waukegan. Here she is. Good morning. Nikki's back.
Happy birthday.
Oh, hey. Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah. That's so kind of you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, today's the day. Today, which is great. A lot of times it's like, hey, happy birthday. When is it? Oh, Sunday. But it's actually
on a
today.
Friday.
Great?
You're going to go see a musical later.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the perfect Chris day.
Is anything?
Squeezing in a little hair trim.
Yes.
It's all happening today, guys. It's all happening.
If only the Nike fairy could come by, drop off some Nikes.
Well, close. The DSW fairy came by yesterday. So,
okay.
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we've got a little family vacation. So today is one of these, like, I got to run around and a lot of loose ends.
That's there's, right.
There's all those things you think about for a vacation, and then I'm like, oh crap, we're going to Disney World. And so I kept telling my wife, I think we need to get those battery banks for our phones, because I think your phone gets drained using the little Disney map the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I got to go pick all that crap up today. But we're excited. Everything's all good. The family's pumped. It's going to be fun. But yesterday I did. We're going to do a lot of walking. And I know that this is dumb coming from me, because I literally have over 60 pairs of shoes because I'm an idiot.
Mm.
But like, fashionable sneakers are not walk around all day shoes. Like, Jordan 1s are cool looking and they're fun, and they're fun to wear like in your regular day to day life. But if you're going to go do like 20,000 steps at an amusement park.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So I've been doing some research on comfortable shoes to wear for walking.
Yeah. You want those Uncle New Balance shoes, right?
Literally.
Yeah.
Every website is like, it's all the ugly dad shoes are literally the most supportive shoes. So get over yourself and go buy them.
Yeah.
I didn't go that far, but I did find some. Anyway, I go to DSW yesterday. I'm not kidding you guys. I'm in the DSW. And I always thought it was discount shoe warehouse. It's not. It's designer shoe warehouse.
Man.
I always thought it was discount. Anyway,
me too.
Whatever. I'm in there looking around at some shoes, and I find a pair. I'm trying on a few, whatever. I'm the only guy in the store, save for another couple, and they're a couple aisles over from me. And it's one of these, if you've ever been to a discount or a designer shoe warehouse, whatever,
yeah.
DSW, you know it. It's all wide open. It's huge. It's like a big square, and it's just open, and you're in there. So I only see them, and I see workers, and that's it. It's the middle of the day. Who else is in here? Who else is looking for shoes? So I'm
right.
Minding my own business. I'm trying on a couple pairs of shoes, whatever. I decide to pick up a pair. I grab my box. I'm walking toward the front. This other couple is kind of, now they're like looking around a little bit. They're holding a box of shoes, and they just start walking toward the door. And I kind of clock them walking toward the door, and then I just hear like, beep, beep, and they walk out. And the woman in front of me at the register was like, oh my God, did they just, hey, and then I'm telling you, with all this emotion, no emotion whatsoever, she goes, they just stole those shoes. Hey, and she gets on the radio, guys, they just stole shoes. What? Yeah, it's a red box. And then she walks over to the window and she's like, they're in the parking lot. They're walking. Yeah, they're heading east. Yep. Okay. All right. And then she turned to me. She's like, oh, sorry, sir. We can check you out now. And that was it.
Did they get them?
They didn't do anything. They didn't do anything at all. And the shame of it all was they stole Pumas. Who does that? But anyway.
Yeah.
I called my buddy Jim on the way home, and I'm telling him this story. Like, I just witnessed a crime. It was crazy. And he's like, oh, I worked at Walgreens for like 5 years in high school and early college. And we were told, don't get involved. If someone wants to steal something, you back away and let them steal it.
Right.
Call the police if it's big, whatever. But they don't want you to get involved because anything could happen, God forbid, right?
Sure. Like,
hey, the $40 pair of shoes is not worth you getting whatever, right?
Yeah, anyone's life or hurt.
But I was just like, what? And then the three employees all of a sudden were at the front while I was checking out, and they were all like, one woman was like, well, I'll write it down. And she pulled out another thing, and I couldn't believe it. They just walked out. Crazy.
Yeah.
But
well,
we are.
Again, all those stories we tell you about crime not paying, we're lying.
We are. I mean,
we're lying.
I was so like, about it. But then I understand, and it's not, you don't know.
Sure.
You know what's sad, though? It's like, this is the time of year I always associate that kind of stuff happening. Like, because, I mean, there was one year I got burned so hard by porch pirates.
And I always,
was Christmas. And I was ordering, and I was like, cool, enjoy your dog food, turd. That's what you just stole, you know.
That's why we got the Ring camera, because a desk organizer had been stolen, like a drawer organizer.
Yeah, no, like, it was crazy. There was one year, and, you know, you're ordering all this stuff, and you're grabbing it as it comes, whatever, for gifts. And I remember being like, I ordered this Mario car for my nephew, and I don't remember it. And then I went back and like had to go through the Target thing, and I saw it was delivered. And then we did have a camera Ring thing. And I watched a guy do exactly that.
Just take it.
An older guy just walked up, grabbed the box, casually walked away. And I was like, dude, How much do you suck
right?
for doing
yeah,
that?
For sure. I was like, you know what? It's going to come around to those two who stole those shoes at some point, and that's fine. But, man, I felt bad for the employees, too, because she was like, what?
Right.
Ugh. And they got the security thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Ugh,
man.
So, yeah, that started
crazy.
My little afternoon, and then the snow was nuts. I don't know if I'm an idiot. But I was like, this is way worse than I thought it was going to be. Oh, my God.
I think everybody felt that way.
Yeah.
You knew it was going to snow intermittently, kept saying, but that was a lot.
And now it's mostly melting.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Did you watch that football game last night?
I did, That was crazy.
Oh, you should have listened to the
that
news.
That was entertaining.
Oh, sorry. I was in my car.
Yeah. I'm just giving you crap. You weren't listening in your car? What'd you have out there?
Well, right. I was running.
Yeah, I saw a video on Instagram, but it looked insane.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that.
Whip was saying they had to put the digital grid of the field on the TV screen.
Oh, yeah. So I was wondering that, why the numbers were so clear.
They did. Al Michaels did announce that at one point, that was what they were doing, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to see the lines. And I think at some point they did go out there with shovels or whatever and clear a little bit of it off, but there was a digital grid. Yeah, so as far as the players would like blend in with whatever the digital thing was, like, what am I watching?
I was like, are there heaters under the numbers? Yeah. What is going on?
Were they wearing their white jerseys by any chance? I didn't watch the game.
One of the team probably was.
Yeah,
Steelers and Browns. Yeah, yeah, I'm not sure. But either way, it was, I think from field level, you probably see okay, but like from the upper view, it was just like a snow globe.
Yeah, we were busy watching a behind the scenes featurette on Wicked.
Oh my gosh.
Of course, you gotta prepare.
Yeah.
Play a little clip. I've got, the Ariana Grande today.
Here's
the
thing.
That in soundcheck.
I want to see the movie just like I've wanted to see any movie or whatever, but like my wife and her friends, like, they need this movie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a whole different vibe at our house.
Yeah. Yeah. Last night, I did a phrase from the 80s. I just said no.
Oh, good.
Just said no. Joel, we were supposed to have a dinner at home. He loves sausage and peppers. I bought this turkey sausage and peppers. And I was making it. We had some pasta. And then he's like, I just got invited to this thing. Can I go, friends? And I was
like mid-dinner?
No, earlier in the day. Like,
my buddies are at Buffalo Wild.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'd actually gotten everything earlier in the week for him. And then I'd hit this is the day we make it or stuff goes bad.
Yes.
You know? So anyway, I was like, well, have fun, bye. And so I was invited, but I'm like, I can't. I'm too tired.
Yeah, good for you.
And I said no, and I stayed home. Julian and I watched a movie, and we watched a little of the football game, which is cool. Hung out
what
with just him, which I always love. I don't even want to say.
Okay, I always love
this.
I am
not a good parent.
Okay,
I am not.
You don't have to say.
It's one of those I knew he was going to watch. He's like, again, we're at 15,
Maxine,
16.
Yeah. One about the porn star who kills people?
Hangover.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
It's kind of swear. I mean, it's not.
But like,
but I was you're going to watch.
It's all fun.
He already knew about the movie because of the costumes and Zach Galifianakis and stuff.
Yeah.
And then because he watched that Tyson fight, I was like, well, let me explain.
Right.
The walkout music by Jake Paul, which you talked about, which was in the air tonight.
That's totally from that movie.
Absolutely.
So
that Ed Helms, when he's playing the piano and singing the song,
he
made that up while they were in between scenes. He was just
totally
sitting there goofing
that.
Around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen it in an interview. He's like, we were in between scenes and I was bored. And the director was like, let's film this. And then it becomes one of the big moments of the movie.
We were supposed to watch Smile because
he made a better choice.
I know. His cousin, who's coming in for Thanksgiving, wants to watch Smile too. So we were supposed to watch this. He's like, I don't want to watch a scary movie. I'm not in the mood. And I'm like, I've got a perfect dumb movie for us.
That's awesome.
So we watched that. And I got my fireplace clean because I am nuts. I have a real fire. Like, it was built in the 40s.
Yeah.
It was not built to code. I had to get that fixed, And then,
sure.
So I don't mess with water or fire. I love them both, but I'm afraid of them both.
I love them both.
So, I had that done. My buddies at Midwest Chimney came over and cleaned my fireplace.
Oh, that's awesome.
What's true, right?
I'm
afraid of them.
I don't mess with water and fire. It's going to be a wonder. That's one to stick with you.
You couldn't be on Captain Planet's team.
But I just love them. I love staring at them, but then I know they can kill me pretty hard at any point.
Fire's like that. Water, too.
Yeah,
that's
water will
mean.
Get you, too. It'll sneak up on you.
True.
You never know. And Whip, you've been glancing at your phone and preparing.
Yeah, because I wanted to make sure I word this right.
Oh, okay.
So I got an email from this wonderful City of Chicago notification reminder, keyword reminder. Dear Whip, you've been subscribed to receive email notifications from the City of Chicago. This is a supplemental email notification to inform you that you've received the following violation and that I have some ticket that I didn't even know I ever got.
For what?
From October 23rd. I don't know, $35. Oh. Right around here. I must have been speeding or something past a camera of some kind. I never even knew. So it's a reminder about something. I'm glad they reminded me, but I never knew I got it in the first place. I certainly know that no police officer stopped me and gave me a ticket. So
that sounds like a phishing, because did it come to your work email or your personal email?
No, it came to my personal email. I have this bad feeling it's real. To pay online, visit paychicago.gov, payments, tickets, blah, 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 blah. And it's right over here near work. So I'm sure that at some point I was going 36 into 35 or whatever it is. So I guess I owe them $35, which is the most annoying $35 that I'll probably ever spend.
Absolutely.
In my life.
Because, beats the 100 ones we get from our spouses.
Well, I'm sure, but I really wish that they would tell you.
Agreed.
It feels like they should tell you at the time. And I know maybe something flashed or something. I was blissfully unaware that I had done anything.
Yeah, it's BS. But, and I just want to clarify Nikki's point. It's our spouses, not the two of us.
That's what I'm saying. The ones that I opened a $100 one last night.
What's the $100 for?
Speed violation.
Oh, so maybe
but if you do it again and again and again and again, they rack them up.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think if you've done it more than a couple of times in one area.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't my car, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah, I wonder if I went through a yellow or something. I mean, I don't go through red lights. I mean, other than in the middle of the night sometimes, like we mentioned, if there's a weird guy hanging out. But this was at whatever, later in the morning.
It could be the school zone. Those really get you. Like, if you go like six over, you know what I mean, in the school zone. I don't know.
I don't think there's a school there, though. But you know what? Now that I think about it.
Maybe you drove through the theater district without spirit fingers.
That might be.
You didn't do jazz hands.
Yeah. I got the spirit finger right here.
You're exactly right.
City of Chicago. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't
believe
that man was doing the choreography. Ticket. What? What? Because some like it hot? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, here we are. I'm bummed you have that, man. That's a bummer. Sorry. Mm-hmm. What a bummer.
I got to remember to pay it.
Yeah, I guess so.
They'll give you another reminder.
Right. Don't worry.
They'll remind you now it's 70. Hey, now it's 70. We reminded you.
They're very good at finding your money. They will find it. They will get it.
Yeah.
Here we are on a beautiful Friday morning. Are you ready? I don't know what for, but it is Friday. We are excited. We're jacked up about it. So much so. We need to find out if Kings of Leon still rock. This one has been sitting here. I'm like, let's go. Like a matzo ball. Let's hit this thing hard. Good morning. Happy Friday. Oh, my goodness. All day yesterday, you got qualified to win that trip for two to Vegas to see Bruno Mars. We're going to keep that thing going all day Tuesday. More chances coming next week for you to qualify to win that trip to see Bruno Mars. You're going to win it before Thanksgiving, so get ready because he's in Vegas on December 18th. Kings of Leon rocking you awake this morning on The Mix.
I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see. Painted faces through the places I can't reach. You know that I can use somebody. You know that I can use somebody. Someone like you and all you know and how you speak. Countless lovers under cover of the street. You know that I can use somebody. You know that I can use somebody.
There they are, the Kings of Leon on the Morning Mix, and we got a little text over here. Hey guys, listening right now on the radio, can I get a shout out? My name's Camille Krupa. Shout out to you, and it says it's my birthday. Well, it's my birthday also, hey. So double birthday, okay. Twins. What's up? Shout out Camille. Good morning. Thanks for listening on the Morning Mix. Another text said, whip, warning, warning, warning.
Yeah.
You better pay that thing quick, otherwise they'll give you a double payment fine for not paying it in time.
Yeah, I kind of just want to, here's my instinct. Other than for work, I kind of want to not pay it and then just never come to the city again. That's the point I'm at. But I probably will pay it.
Yeah.
But I want, you know when people pay the fines in pennies or whatever,
yeah,
you know,
bring them down to the,
yeah. That's what I kind of wish I actually had the, you know what's to do.
Pay it in Ruby Tuesday gift cards.
Right, and I dare you to turn this down because it's good whole card, hard, cold American cash. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's,
yeah.
It's
but
hard.
You know what I'll really do? I'll click on their stupid link and pay them their stupid money.
Yeah.
If you want, use Nikki's credit card. I have one of the numbers in my Amazon account.
It's fine. Yeah. Dude, they've got ours on file.
Right.
It's fine.
Oh, yeah, they know.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I'm going to put this on the Shumanato expense account. Can you go ahead and throw that one on there?
Right. It's been a minute. Good thing they're return customers.
Yeah,
I was worried about you guys. Yeah. So thanks, Whip.
Oh, thank goodness. We thought they had changed their ways.
Yeah.
Let's see. What is up with these roads?
Yeah, other than getting your money, there's getting some backup times up. But right now, it's not too bad. 15 on the Edens Lake Hook to Montrose. Same on the reverse. The Kennedy, we got 26 minutes O'Hare to downtown. Outbound is fine. Eisenhower, 26 minutes. Everything kind of slow right now. Lightly slow. Nothing major going on. Stevenson, you've got about 28 minutes, 355 to DeSable Lakeshore Drive. So light traffic right now, much better than it was yesterday. There were points during that snow where it got crazy.
It was nuts.
I mean, even just driving up Lakeshore was like jammed.
It was a lot.
So yeah, much easier ride in so far this morning. Quick look at traffic on the Mix.
We got another text here from Olivia who said, I just got my driver's license. Can you guys give me a shout out? And I say, yeah, man, shout out. Shout out. Thank you so much for listening, Olivia. And she went on to say,
got my driver's license last week, just like we always talked about. Cause you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house. But today I drove through the suburbs, crying cause you weren't around. And you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. She's so much older than me. She's everything I'm insecure about. Yet today I drove through the suburbs. Cause how could I ever love someone else? And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. And I just can't imagine. Forever now I drive alone past your street. And all my friends are tired of hearing how much I miss you. But I kind of feel sorry for them, cause they'll never know you the way that I do. Yet today I drove through the suburbs and pictured I was driving. Your street.
just can't imagine how you could be so okay now that I'm gone. Cause you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. Cause you said forever, now I drive alone past your street. You said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
Oh, Rod. There she is, little Olivia Rodrigo for you on the Morning Mix.
For Olivia. Happy birthday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, no, that's for that Olivia.
Oh, that, right. That's what I'm saying. Different Olivias. Okay, and Whip, by the way, you were talking about not coming downtown.
Yes.
And avoiding tickets.
Ever again.
I feel like this is the time to remind you the Christmas tree lighting is
that's
today.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
So 6 p.m. So definitely the ticket machines will be ready to go.
And the Magmile Lights Festival, the Wintrust. Magnificent Mile Lights Festivals tomorrow evening.
Yeah.
There's like a whole day's worth of activities. If you want to hear more about it, we did interview the organizers behind
it on
The Weekender, which is a Saturday morning podcast from the three of us on The Morning Mix with content that you've never heard before ever anywhere. And so it's all fresh and new. And we interviewed a few of the organizers behind the Wintrust Magnificent Mile Lights Festival and highly recommend go check that out and bring the family down tomorrow because it's going to be happening. Santa's going to be there. Mickey and Minnie are going to be there. Woody and Buzz are going to be there along with a lot of other fun stuff. So go check that out.
And it's tomorrow's a great day. 44 and cloudy.
Yeah,
that's like nice. Nothing, you know, blizzard-like, but cool where you kind of appreciate, you know, a warmed up Mickey and Minnie.
That'll be good. And then when does the Christ Kindle Market open?
This weekend.
This
today.
Weekend, right?
Yeah,
I saw them setting it up the other day as I drove by Daily Plaza.
I saw it on TV. There were people, they must have been like VIPs because they all had gift bags. Oh, I'm a sucker for a gift bag.
I
was like,
are.
Ooh, what is in that gift bag?
One day you'll be a VIP.
I know.
One day.
What is
You're going to have gift bags at your funeral. I can see it.
Oh,
we'll all be there.
A
we'll
great
be like, oh,
idea.
My God. Brought to you by Aldi.
I love that.
Yeah, something to think about. Put that in the whatever.
I'm putting it in the will.
Yeah. I mean, not for like 30 years.
Whatever. Gift bags for, I love that. Seriously, one of the best ideas you've ever had.
Oh my God.
Wow. Okay.
So I'll give you 40 more years off that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Whip, what's going down with you?
I'll tell you. In a move that is sending shockwaves through the candy community, for the first time ever in the United States, the Hershey Company is selling Kit Kats in the shape of something other than a traditional Kit Kat finger. Did you know they were called that?
Oh,
no, I don't like
that. This is their words. This is what they call
stick.
Them.
I think it's a stick.
Kit Kat fingers.
Oh, no.
Kit Kat Santas are now available at retailers. They're instead shaped like festive little Santa Clauses with the familiar Kit Kat branding stamped into the bottom of his boots.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Oh, so he's like 3D.
I'd have to look for a picture.
So you break apart Santa.
Yeah, I think so. The candies are made.
Give me a Nintendo, you son.
Yes. The same ingredients as a traditional Kit Kat, but they feature a, quote, even crispier wafer to chocolate ratio. That is according to the Hershey Company, even though this announcement is not paid for in any way by them. It sounds like it is.
I'm looking at him. He's sort of the shape of an E.L. Fudge cookie, a little fatter.
Love those.
Okay?
Love those.
And the way he's sitting, it's like his feet are up towards you. So he's flat, but you're seeing the bottom of his boots as his feet are up towards you. And he's like a little jolly old elf. Snack size Santa's 8.85 ounces.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, does the inside of your car smell weird? Well, here's what some people are doing to make sure it smells better. They're putting cat litter in a sock and putting it under their seats to prevent window fall. Not used cat litter.
Oh, thank God.
I didn't know if I had to point that out.
Can you bring some in from Rexy?
Right, exactly. Yeah. No, they put it under their seats to prevent window fog and to get rid of the malodorous odors. And car experts even confirm this actually works, much to the chagrin of the people who make those little Christmas tree air fresheners that hang from the rear view mirror. That last part I made up. I'm sure they're not happy about it, though.
It's so funny that you bring this up because I think the kids have snacks and they leave them in the car and the car doesn't smell gross, but you get in and you're like, ugh.
It smells distinctive.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And so I've been Googling like good car, whatever. So I'm getting so many ads now for car, fresheners and scents or whatever. And there's a whole industry where they're selling like really way